beat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rocking and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away.
You sure do know I go for you. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the September 24th, 2009 edition of the Big Beat Show right here on WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. My name is Lou Rollo, and I tell you, in a world like it is today, I don't know about you, but I need a shot of rhythm and blues. I hope to maybe put some de-stress into your distress. Pretty good, huh? Yeah. Cool Breezers, that's who that was, on ABC Paramount. From November of 1957, that was cool. You know I go for you. Have a lot of groups tonight, just sort of coincidentally, that begin with the word star, like starlight, star tones, etc. But not right now. We do have those from April or possibly May 1956 on the Prep label. Here are the Q's, C-U-E-S. And this is called Crazy, Crazy Party.
We need all the floor. They're jamming we see the sun.
You got me running, running after you.
That's why, my darling,
well,
I feel so blue.
Oh, oh, oh.
Running, running, wapa, shoo-dee-doo-dee. Running, running, wapa, shoo-dee-doo-dee. Running, running, wapa, shoo-dee-doo-dee. You, running after you. You said you love me, I don't know if it's true. You never told me, so I don't know if it's true. I know you love me, dear, but please show me that you do.
Show me that you do.
I Find You Again, Betty Jean. How about that by the Travelers on the Atlas label from August 1957, featuring Frank Lopez. His real name is Frenchy Concepcion from the Wrens, and that was called Betty Jean on a 45 RPM vinyl. And just ahead of that, something unreleased came out. It was recorded in 1958 for Ember Records in New York, but unreleased at the time. That group was called the Bop Tones. Great name for a 50s group. And that was called Running After You. And the top of that set was the Q's on Prep Records from April or May 1956. And I know you'll love that it was called Crazy, Crazy Party. And that's what we do here every Thursday night on WRSU-FM New Brunswick. This is the Big Beat Show. My name is Lou Rollo. And we have something else coming up on Ember Records right next. This was issued in November of 1956 by Kenny Esquire and the Starlights. Philadelphia group. Now, Kenny Esquire was a stage name, and that was really George Tinley, a guy who had a lot of recordings in Philly back in the 50s. So here's George Tinley singing as Kenny Esquire and his group, this time called the Starlights. And we're going to hear They Call Me a Dreamer.
They call me a dreamer. I guess I'll always be. For in my heart I know I'll always love you so. A dreamer. Stroll through the park. sky is blue up above. I want you to be forever my love. Ooh. Our love came to light on a cool summer night. We strolled through the park. I stole a kiss, yes, in the dark. Now I insist we should never part. We speak of love so tenderly, and I said to myself, this should forever be.
Sweet. How about that? The Star Tones out of Connecticut. That was issued on Rainbow Records in April of 1956. It was called Forever My Love. The Star Tones were Matthew Morales, a lead on that one. Carl Hatton, a tenor who also sang lead on some other Star Tones material. Harvey Arrington, Arthur Blackwell, and Alan Mason on Rainbow, collectively known as the Star Tones. And that was Forever My Love. And just ahead of that, we heard George Tinley, Bernard Harris, Billy Taylor, and Stephen Pressbury. The Starlights, backing up Kenny Esquire, on Ember Records from November 1956, and that was called They Call Me a Dreamer. Well, among other things, they call me. Let me go over a couple of things that happened. Last week, I didn't announce a record that I played last week. I think it was number 9 on the list of records I played, but it was Believe Me, My Love by the Earls on Gem Records from 1954, for those of you who are keeping track of what I play here. And also, I announced a song called Ship to Shore, but it was not Ship to Shore. What I did play was I Can See an Angel Walking by the Four Aces, and it's technical problems that new arrangement in the studio, but I'm working it out with Lou Rallo, and we're going to get it together, the two of us. Oh, I am Lou Rallo, I forgot. So that's the deal, all right? Got a couple more little announcements later on, but right now, let's go to something recorded for King Records in probably 1954 or 1955, but King Records did not release it. Came out, I guess, about in the 90s was the first time we heard it, by a famous group called The Strangers. And let's listen to it right now, The Strangers. King Records, not issued, 1954, maybe 1955, and this is called It's Too Bad. Thank you.
Boys and girls, we have a little change in tempo.
Something really heavy rhythm and blues by the Sparrows Quartet, but you're going to have to put up with me with some announcements for a little while. Okay, first of all, it was such a great night the other night at Charlie Horner's presentation of the history of doo-wop or rhythm and blues music, and I want to thank Charlie and Pam for always doing that. I want to thank the crowd that was there, a lot of familiar faces, a lot of faces I just have never seen before, and I'm glad to have everybody out there for that. I also want to say that I come to my attention that some of you listeners some of you new listeners and some of you not so new listeners have not contacted me at my email address, bigbeat2001@AOL. That's right, I'm talking about you. You know who you are. bigbeat2001@AOL. I don't care who you are. If you have not contacted me to tell me who you are, please do so. Come on, I really want to know who's out there listening, okay? So thanks very much. bigbeat2001@AOL.com. I know, let's see, there was a couple other things I had to tell you. Oh, yeah, we're archived, as you know, at vocalgroupharmony.com, vocalgroupharmony.com. So this show, for example, will be archived next week, next Thursday, at vocalgroupharmony.com, and it'll be archived there for 2 weeks. Then after that, it'll be archived there for many, many months at Doo-Wop Taxi. I think it's .com or whatever. You'll find it. You click in Doo-Wop Taxi, you'll find it. So it's at vocalgroupharmony.com first for 2 weeks, starting a week from now. Then after that run is over, you go to Doo-Wop Taxi, and you'll find it there for quite a long time. So if you don't get it at Vocal Group Harmony, you can always find it later on at Doo-Wop Taxi. Okay, I think that's about all I have to tell you. So what do you say? We'll go to a heavy rhythm and blues a cappella by the Sparrows Quartet. Actually, on LP only, the cover of the LP says it's on the Jet label, but the actual record itself is on Deltone Records. They are sister labels, I guess you could say that. But we're going to listen to it right now. It doesn't sound anything like late 60s or early 70s. It sounds like 1953 to me. Here they are with their great, tough, hard rhythm and blues version of I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You.
My darling,
low, low, low.
and lover, that I'm your lover, man, for you.
Listen to my
yes, dad. I have told you.
One was a good almighty me.
Before I tell you what that is, I want to make a comment, a question actually, to those of you who do not like girl groups, as they say, oh, I don't like girl groups. And we just heard the Gay Notes on Aladdin 3424 from 1958. It was called Strange as It Seems. So my question to you, who do not like girl groups like that, here it is. Is yo out yo mind or what? That was great. What are you talking about? That's great harmony. That's terrific. And so was the previous one, the Sparrows Quartet, as I told you, from the late 60s, probably early 70s, and their version of I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You. Going to move right along right now. The third of three records on End for the Starlighters, issued June 1960. Let's listen to A Story of Love.
Here is the story of two broken hearts. Here is the story of two lovers apart. Two lovers kissed beneath the moon. Why did their love have to end so soon? Here is the story of a boy and a girl. Only lasted a year. what went wrong to change their mind? Was it he?
Was it he?
Was it she?
Was it she?
Or was it time? And now the story comes to an end. A boy and a girl who are no more than friends. A boy and a girl are saying goodbye. The girl was you and the boy was I. The girl was you and the
my head is heavy.
My baby's gone.
I'm going crazy.
I can't go on, pretty baby.
My head is aching.
My hold is breaking.
Whoa, baby, I'm just a crying fool.
Woke up this morning,
tears filled my bed.
My heart was hurting.
Wish I was dead, pretty mama.
I can't believe
baby, I'm just a crying fool. Baby took my love and baby took my time.
Now I'm so sad and blue.
Now I'm all alone. Won't you please come home?
I can't go on without you.
Oh, 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 oh.
Baby saw me
all through the years.
I can't believe that
you leave me in tears.
Oh, baby, I'm not crying.
I said, darling, are you?
Tomorrow, tomorrow,
How about that? The Starfires on Decca Records from June 29th, 1959. Their second of two for Decca. That was the Starfires with Tomorrow. Just ahead of that, the Starlings. Their first of two on the Dawn record label. February 1955 was the date of issue on that one. And that was called I'm Just a Crying Fool. And it was the Starlighters. Their third of three on End Records from June 1960. We heard A Story of Love. So that was the Starlighters, the Starlings, and the Starfires. I want to give you that Sunsets, Lydia by the Sunsets, that I tried to get on a couple of weeks ago on Petal Records. Petal, P-E-T-A-L, 1963. We're going to get to that. But first, before that, here's another unreleased Ember cut by a group that did have at least one record on the Ember label, the Colinaires, with Henry Williamson on lead. It was recorded 1956, but not issued till Relic put it out on a CD. Here are the Colinaires and Devil's Angel.
Darling, look what you've done to my poor, poor heart. You've been a devil's angel from the start.
You are a devil's angel. I can tell by the flame in your kiss. And when you're near me, darling,
near me, darling,
my heart feels
There you have it. We got it for you. The Sunsets on Petal Records, 1963. And that was called Lydia. And just before that, we heard The Devil's Angel by the Colonaires, unreleased Ember, as I mentioned, with Henry Williamson singing lead. I got time for like 2.5 records. That's the worst thing in the world to have when you're a disc jockey. So here we go. We're going to play something now. I know many of you really like the, have told me that you like the Four Nights on their, especially on their Capitol stuff, which is what I play most. But this one wasn't recorded for Capitol. It was actually recorded on a transcription on the Langworth label. Langworth number 37A. And it was issued in late 1950. All right, we're going to hear a little bit. Well, not the whole thing. We will hear the whole thing. Ready for this? It's the Four Nights from 1950. And this is called Sugarfoot Rag.
Gonna get out my sycamore and shine my shoes. I meet my baby and tell her the news. I bet my bundle on a spring back day. I came home winner with plenty of swag. Oh, 1 foot, 2 foot, super drag. Swing your honey to the sugarfoot rag. Dig a little jig and a sing a little zag. And listen to the trumpet play the sugarfoot rag. Doo-doo-doo.
Oh, happy apple, honey.
Got a big jug of cider and a bottle of wine. One for my honey and the other is mine. We're gonna sip on the cider, sip on the wine. We'll sip together and have a good time.
Oh, 1 foot, 2 foot, super drag. Swing your honey to the sugarfoot rag. Dig a little jig and a sing and a sag. And while the piano play the sugarfoot rag. Swing my honey to the sugarfoot rag. I walk right up and stop on the floor. Swing up the middle where the shoe fly
oh, 1 foot, 2 foot, stupid drag.
Swing your honey to the sugarfoot rag.
Dig, dig, dig the jig,
a zig and a zag.
And listen to the bass play the sugarfoot rag.
Swing your honey to the sugarfoot rag. Dig a little jig and a sing and a zag. Swing my honey to the sugarfoot rag.
Just a little bit of Papaya Baby by the Jumpin' Jacks on Bruce from 54. Hey, I had a lot of fun tonight. I hope you did too. This was a great hour for me, and I hope you enjoyed the music. I enjoyed playing it, I'll tell you that. Stay tuned for the Low Budget Blues Show coming right up at 9 o'clock. We're going to take it out tonight with the Sophomores on Dawn Records. Send this out to all the sophomores here at Rutgers. This was issued December 1956. We're going to hear the Sophomores with something called I Left My Sugar Out in the Rain. Thanks again for listening. May harmony be with you. Until next time, good night.
Hitty pat,
sugar.
Hitty pat,
sugar.
Hitty pat,
sugar.
Hitty pat,
sugar. 'cause I left my sugar standing in the rain, and my sugar melted away. Sweeter than the sugar from a sugar cane, didn't mean to treat her that way. I guess my sweetie thought I was a low-down kind. Didn't realize that she was so refined, 'cause I left my sugar standing in the rain, and my sugar melted away. My sweetie thought I was a low-down kind. Didn't realize that she was so refined, 'cause I left my sugar standing in the rain, and my sweetie melted away.
Sugar,
did it pass?
Sugar,
did it pass?
Sugar,
did it pass?